It's VOA News, the remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman. The World Health Organization warned that vaccines were no magic bullet for the coronavirus crisis as Russia started vaccinating its high-risk workers on Saturday. The WHO warned about what it said was a wrong belief that the COVID-19 crisis is over, with shots on the horizon nearly a year after the start of the pandemic that has killed 1.5 million people worldwide. Vaccines do not equal zero COVID, said WHO Emergencies Director Michael Ryan, adding that not everyone will be able to receive it early next year. Health officials in Moscow said they had opened 70 coronavirus vaccine centers in the Russian capital that would initially offer shots for health, education, and social workers. The WHO caution came as the United States clocked a record number of COVID-19 cases for a second day in a row on Friday, with the country preparing for what U.S. President-elect Joe Biden has called a dark winter. America's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommended universal face mask use indoors, and Biden said he would scale down his January inauguration ceremony to mitigate the virus risk. It comes as countries prepare for the approval and rollout of several vaccines that have proven effective in trials. The WHO says 51 candidate vaccines are currently being tested on humans, with 13 reaching final stage mass testing. Britain on Wednesday became the first Western country to approve an inoculation from Pfizer-BioNTech. It's for general use, piling up pressure on other countries to swiftly follow suit. The United States is expected to give a green light later this month. Belgium, France, and Spain have said vaccines will begin in January for the most vulnerable.